2 years back, and the scripture today brings back the memory when we were on the Sea of Galilee. We went on a boat across the Sea of Galilee. We stayed at a resort on the Sea of Galilee. We swam in the Sea of Galilee. Lake Kinneret, a freshwater lake, large lake, and surrounded by high hills and mountainous area. And it was some kind of experience. I remember going to a restaurant and seeing the fish in the Sea of Galilee. And in our story today, you know, Jesus had a little boy that had 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish. And I remember seeing you could eat the fish with the eyes or without the eyes. You had your choice. But these were great-great-grandchildren of the fish that we have in our story today. And so, you know, in John chapter 6, Jesus did a miracle where he took one little boy's lunch with 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, and he fed 5,000 men. And the Bible says in verse 12, when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Gather up the fragments after they were filled that remain, that nothing be lost. And I don't know about you, but I have seen prices are on the rise. Amen. Gas prices are up. Food prices are up. And so much is up. Utility prices are up. And we know that food costs a lot today since Kamala and Joe managed to get selected, not elected, but to get selected, just like Kamala never got a vote, but got selected. That's not the way we do it in America, but they got in the White House through a sneak attack, and food prices have gone way up. And even our Gertrude Cox candy bars that our church, our school sells and helps kids with scholarships to school, they've had to go up from $1 to $2. Now they're saying, Gertrude's saying, we have to raise it again, and we want you to charge $2.50 a bar. But I won't do it. I'm still doing $2. But you would think that since the Lord, you know, he was able to make food miraculously. He just had, you know, 2 small fish, 5 barley loaves, and he fed 5,000 men. You'd think that because he could do that, he would tell the disciples, just take the extra fragments of bread and fish that remain and weren't eaten and just put them in garbage containers, you know. We've got plenty. But notice what the Lord commanded his disciples after he fed the 5,000. He didn't do that. He says, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Now, I believe the Lord was making a deep and profound statement when he said those words. I believe this morning there's an important message for you in the command that he gave to the disciples. And I'd like in this sermon to unpack the Lord's message for you this morning, which is, don't lose your fragments. And let me say, when I think about that, I think about the 5 barley loaves, and I think about a man named Gideon that God called to raise him up to deliver Israel from slavery to the Midianites. The Midianites were doing like our administration has been doing to us, stealing their energy, stealing their food, stealing from them, and dominating over them. And Gideon was called of God to fight against the Midianites, and he was doubtful that he could do this. He said, I'm just a common man. I'm poor in my father's house. I'm the least of all. He said, I can't do it. But God gave him a dream, and in that dream, we have what we have here, a barley loaf, a loaf of bread. And down the hill, that loaf of bread in his dream went rolling, and all the tents of Midian were there at the bottom of the hill, and the loaf just ran over the tents. And God was saying, I am going to use you to defeat the Midianites. In other words, Gideon was represented by that barley loaf. Now, barley loaf of bread, that would be a very common bread, and Gideon was just a common ordinary man, and he said, behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. So here in this narrative, a fragment might represent that part of your life that has not been used up yet. You know, many lives have been consumed away by pursuing the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. I'm sure you can think in your own life where you have pursued deceptive desires that were not of God, and you thought they were going to bring you something good, and they turned out to be very disappointing. And now you don't have any do-over. That part of your life is over, and so you are left with a fragment of your life left after you've wasted your time on the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And Satan can deceive you by these things, and he can make the evil world look better to you than it really is until he gets days of your life, weeks of your life, maybe months of your life, years and even decades of your precious time now that is wasted and consumed and eaten up. And you're left now with the fragments that remain. Notice, though, that the Lord Jesus here is not willing to throw you out to the garbage because of the time that you've already wasted. He says, gather up the fragments and use what is left. And I want to speak to you three things about that. Don't lose your fragments. Don't lose your fragments, number one, that are left for you to gather after the fall of our first parents. That are left for you to gather after the fall of our first parents. You see, when the Lord fed the 5,000, there was quite a bit of food that fell to the side and was not picked up right away. Likewise, when Adam and Eve were created, they were created whole. They were created perfect. Adam had a wife named Eve, and she was whole and a perfect wife. And in Adam and in Eve, the whole DNA of the human race was perfect and whole and not broken up. None were broken at that time, and there were no fragments of life that remained after their lives had been eaten and chewed up by sin. Everything was beautiful. Because of that, Adam and Eve were the future parents of whole and perfect children. But on the side, a hungry devil was licking his chops as he hoped to sink his poison fangs into the bread of the whole and perfect human race, made in God's image and in God's likeness. And Satan started in with Eve, and he deceived Eve into thinking she could take a bite of what God said is forbidden, and she was deceived to follow the lust of her eyes, the lust of the flesh, and to be independent of her husband, independent of God. And she was promised by the devil wisdom and knowledge and freedom, and she was promised by the devil, "Oh, this won't kill you." Kind of reminds me of the jab that was given. It won't kill you. It won't hurt you. Now you got myocarditis. You got cancer proliferating. You got all kind of sickness and disease from a wicked world system that lied to people. The devil is a liar. That's why there's so much fake news today. The devil's a liar. He's a thief, and he's a murderer. And so Eve listened, and she was deceived, and sadly she took the bite out of the forbidden fruit. And you know what? When she did that, she gave it to her husband, and he didn't want to lose his wife and have God take his wife now. And so he took it, even though he knew better. He took it, and now the bite had been taken out of our first parents. And from that time on, they became fragments of the whole people that they'd been before they'd eaten from the forbidden fruit. Now Adam and Eve and all of us, their descendants, have become fragments of what they had been before they fell and became broken. And now just fragments are left. And I'm saying that we see this happens. I'm thinking of a mother that leaves her husband and gets to live with her boyfriend. Then she breaks up with him when she finds out he's not all that he's cracked up to be. And I remember him climbing up the side of their house going in through the second floor window, angry that she broke up with him. And with a knife in his hand, he began to cut and slash and murder her children who were asleep. I remember the Lord having us reach out with our buses and going to that family, that mother and that family, and telling them about Jesus Christ, who wanted us to gather the fragments from their life and gather them to the Lord and bring them the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad that we did that, because that's what we're called to do. Jesus says, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Since the fall of Adam and Eve, we are fragments, and lives are fragmented and bitten and eaten by sin. And now we need to go out and with the message of the Lord to gather up those fragments. I'm thinking of another mother that left her husband for the excitement of another man. She lives with that man, not her husband, and she gets to give him access to her children. The new man in her life is corrupt, a fragment from the fall. And he introduces them to pornography and causes sin and Satan to take a big bite out of their lives. But what does the Lord tell us? You go to that family. You tell them of somebody that can make them whole. And gather up the fragments and bring them to me, that nothing be lost. And we've been doing that in this church. We as his disciples are called upon to do that and to tell people that Adam, who is a fragment of what he was, who fell and was broken, that a new Adam has come down from heaven. A replacement Adam to be head of a new race of people that can be made whole through his coming. And he didn't fail like Adam failed. He didn't follow Satan. He did everything right. And then he was under the curse for us and died to pay for our sin. And he was buried and rose again. And now the good news is that even though you're a fragment of what you would have been had not Adam fallen, even though you are just a fragment and broken by sin and by Satan, that Jesus Christ can make you whole again. You need to come to him and put your trust in him. And so as a disciple of Christ, you're commanded to gather up the fragments of broken lives because of the broken lives of our first parents, Adam and Eve. And he says, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. I like the book of Acts that we've been studying in Sunday school. And that's exactly what Paul and Barnabas were doing when they went out from the church. They were gathering up the fragments. And here's what it says in Acts 13, 47 to 48. For so hath the Lord Jesus commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light to the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. You see, he doesn't want one of the fragments to be lost. And can I say to you that none of the fragments that God Almighty has ordained to eternal life, that Christ came and shed his blood and died on the cross and was buried and rose again, that not one of those fragments will be lost. That every one of those fragments will come to repentance. And every one of those fragments will be saved. You may be a fragment today and broken by sin and by Satan, hopeless, and I was without God in the world. But thank God that God sent somebody to gather this fragment up. And now I am with Jesus, and Jesus said, not one will be lost, beloved. That's why the Apostle Paul said, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may obtain the salvation that's in Jesus Christ and with it eternal glory. Jesus is telling us, I believe here in a deep and a profound way, that I see the decay of sin. I see the destruction of sin. I see the terrible lives that have been chewed up by the devil. But not one will be lost. I will see it to it that all come to repentance, that all are saved. And that ought to encourage you today. It encourages me to keep going, to keep gathering the fragments, and not to be one that is lost and undone and winds up in hell. Oh, no. Oh, no. We don't want to see that happened. And so thank God that you have been gathered to the Lord Jesus already, and you're now commanded to go and to get others. That's what we're going to be doing in our soul winning training, is helping more people get involved in gathering up the fragments. And we've been doing it, and just keep on going and giving the gospel. Listen to me, until the last fragment that has been destroyed by sin and Satan, and there's just a fragment left. Keep going until the last one is saved, and then guess what will happen? The Lord Jesus will come back in the clouds. There'll be the voice of the archangel. There'll be the trumpet of God, and guess what? All of the fragments will be gathered. What a wonderful day, and everybody will be perfectly whole then. There'll be no fragmentation then. Every one of us will be whole, man. It'll be all, by His stripes we'll all be healed. He'll take away all the wounds. He'll take away all the hurts. He'll take away all the pain. He'll take away death itself. I'm saying gather up the fragments. Don't lose your fragments that are left you to gather after the fall of Adam and Eve, because the fall of Adam and Eve is not the end of the story. He said the woman will bring forth, she'll have a seed and bring forth, and there'll be a last Adam. Thank God for that. And I'm saying don't lose your fragments, not only that are left for you to gather after the fall of Adam and Eve, but number two, that are left after the time you have already allowed to be eaten by your sin, that are left after you've already allowed time to be eaten by your sin. Gather up the fragments that remain, Jesus said, that nothing be lost. Now, I'm talking about time. You know what? One of our men prayed yesterday, and he said, there's something more valuable than money. You know what that is? Time. And when you give in to the devil, when you give in to your sinful nature, when you do the wrong thing, you're wasting time. That time is being eaten up by Satan. That time is being eaten up by the world. That time is being eaten up by your flesh. And you can't get that back. I think of a man, I've shared this before, he has a bag full of money. He has $1 bills, $10 bills, $20 bills, $100 bills, and he's got a bag full of money, and he's there with that bag full of money, and he's carrying it, and it's a windy day, and somehow the bag gets open, and it's torn, and it's a paper bag, and that money starts peeling out of that bag and flying everywhere, and he sees the money flying. I wonder, ever lost money in a wind, and you're trying to chase it down? Well, yeah, He's trying to chase that money down. He's going for the $100 bill over here. Yeah, I'll get the 20 there. Oh, that one is going to go. I don't know if I can get that. And they get that. And maybe he finally gets all the big bills, and then he goes after the little bills, and he's successful, and he gets it all back. You can do that with money, maybe. Lose it and get it back. But time, you can never get it back. There are no do-overs in your life. You are left with a fragment of your life. And some people look at that, and the devil knows when he gets you to waste time. And guess what he does? He makes you feel guilty over your wasted time. And he makes you realize, you can't get it back, and you might as well just give up now. You might as well just keep going and keep wasting your time and stay right down and stay where you've been. That is the trick of the devil. Or he just keeps you looking back and you're not able to look forward. You're not able to go forward because you're always hurt about what you've done in the past, what you've missed out on the past. Now, the Lord doesn't say that. He says, gather up the fragments that remain. Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. In other words, you've got time left now. You may not have your whole life, but you have a fragment of your life. And don't give up on God, because He does not give up on you. He does not throw the fragments of your life in the trash because you've wasted time and done things that you couldn't have done. And there may be people that you can train that might do more than you can do. There may be people that you could influence that could do more than you could do. I think of David. He had certain things in his life, and because of that, he couldn't build the temple. But what did he do? He gave the materials to Solomon, and he helped him to build the temple. You see, Satan doesn't want that. He wants you to look back and think, oh, I've wasted this. But that's not what the Lord says. He said, you've got time that remains. Gather up the fragments of the time that remains and invest for eternity that time. Invest it. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, it says, redeeming the time. That means gathering it up, using it, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Oh man, you've done evil, you've messed up, you've wasted time, but now pay the devil back. How do you pay the devil back? Redeem the time now. Punch him back. Serve God now again. Do what God wants you to do again. You see, Satan is a thief and a liar, but he can't steal your salvation. So he will try to steal the limited time that you still have left on earth so that you won't invest your time to do good. You won't invest your time to gather up the fragments and to help make lives whole and to bless lives and to do something positive for God. He doesn't want you to do that. And so today, don't lose your fragments, not only that are left for you to gather after the fall of Adam and Eve, but are left as far as your time that you've already had eaten up, that you would gather up the fragments of what is left and use it for God. The Bible says the righteous man falls, what? Seven times and rises up again. I am so glad that when the devil gets the victory on a day, I can go back and win another day. Now, your team loses in football or sport, you know, your team can go back and win again. And that's what the Lord is saying. Don't lose your fragments. And let me say a third thing. Don't lose your fragments that are left that the Lord will gather at the rapture. The Bible says, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. I'm so glad that though people may sadly, God's people I'm talking about, sadly they may waste day after day, week after week. Sadly, though they may mess up and let Satan have the victory, that Satan can't take their salvation. That when Jesus Christ comes back, He's going to send His angels, and no matter where these people are, they'll be gathered to meet Him in the air. Perhaps they've already died, and they're in the grave. The Bible says that they're not going to miss the second coming of Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm glad living in this wicked world with so many fragments and so much sorrow that we're one day closer today than we were yesterday to the second coming of Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm hoping for a deliverance for this election and God's blessing in this election, but it won't deliver us from this wicked, evil world. We still live in a rotten, evil world, and we need the deliverance of Jesus Christ. You say, what do you got on your head, Pastor? I got a helmet on my head. You say, where's the helmet? I can't see it. It's the hope of salvation. And what salvation? The final salvation that I'm going to experience. I can look back and see years ago when I was 17 years old how the Lord saved me from the penalty of sin. He saved me from hell. I can look back at times and see how the Lord has saved me from the power of my sin nature. And I have been saved. I am being saved. I was saved from the penalty of sin. I am being saved from the power of sin. Thank God for that. But I will be saved. when the Lord comes back, dead or alive, I won't miss it. And no child of God will miss it. And so I'm saying don't lose your fragments, because the fragments that are left, the Lord will gather up at the rapture. You say, what are you talking about, the fragments that are left? I'm talking about broken lives. I had a pastor friend of mine. And this man had a good ministry, and God was blessing him and using him. He was preaching the word of God, and this man had a singing group, and he'd go to churches and sing. And there was a young lady in the group in her 20s, and he was a man, a pastor with a wife and many children, and a blessed family, a blessed ministry. And you know what? He got involved inappropriately with that young lady, godly young lady. And he wound up losing his marriage, losing his wife, losing his church, and going off with that young lady. And after he came to himself, he wrote to me, and he said, Pastor Bloom, Randy Bloom, when you look at me, just think broken life, broken life, broken life. And yes, that's true. Satan does get victories. But there's coming a day when the Lord Jesus will come back, and he'll gather up the fragments of even the broken lives that have let Satan get in and sin get in. I was touched recently by a terrible story. Brother Z told me, a man that's a pastor, had 10 children, had a church, had a ministry to teach others, and he himself benefited from the teaching ministry of this pastor, got involved with a pre-adolescent or pre-teen young lady, and horrible, and was arrested, and went and shot himself through the heart, ended his life, a fragment, destroyed by sin, destroyed by Satan. But I want to tell you, only Jesus can fix that kind of mess. Only Jesus can fix the mess that came from that fall and that fallen nature. And sometimes it's so bad that only Jesus can gather the fragments. And he's going to do it at the second coming when he comes back again. He's going to make everything right. And that's why he had to die, beloved. That's why he was a bloody mess. That's why his face was beaten beyond recognition. That's why his back was bloody beyond recognition. His body was torn and beaten and messed. That's why he went through hell itself. And he said, even to the Father, my God, because the sin is so ugly, it's so horrible. Sin that we hate to even talk about, that he bore. He was treated as though he committed all those sins, those horrible sins. And therefore, he went into that grave. He was treated as garbage, but he rose again, up from the grave. He is coming again. And when he comes again, he's going to gather up all the fragments. Not one of his own will be lost. Amen. Only he could do that, beloved. Only he could heal. Perhaps you've gone through abuse in your life. Can I talk to you? Perhaps you've gone through abuse in your life. Sexual abuse, physical abuse, some kind of abuse in your life. Listen, Jesus can take the fragment and make you whole. Right. Jesus can take the fragment that's left of your life and use you to help other people. Jesus can take the fragment in your life. Just don't go back into the same folly. Don't repeat the same folly. Follow Jesus and have good days. And have blessed days. Why? Because the Lord is able to take that fragment left after the fall of Adam and Eve and make it whole. The Lord is able to take the time that's left after you've wasted time and make it useful and productive. The Lord is able to take the defeats that Satan still does upon the people of God and the brokenness and the broken lives of my friend that he mentioned and others, and gather the fragments together and heal all the hurts and make it all right. May you be used of God, beloved, not to do foolishness, but to gather the fragments, because that is the commission that he has given to us. Let's bow for prayer, every head bowed and every eye closed this morning. We've been talking about the